At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new Dallas City Council convenes for its first meeting today. Tristan Hallman covers City Hall for the Dallas Morning News. He says one of the pressing issues facing the council involves who will represent the city on the Dallas Area Rapid Transit Board.
There's a strong contingent on the city council that believes that the Dallas DART board members are not serving the interests of the city. And so they want to replace them with members who will be more urban friendly, someone who will put Dallas first and fight the good fight against any sort of suburban expansions.
Newcomers Omar Narvaez from West Dallas and Kevin Felder from South Dallas will help decide that issue, along with returning members Tanel Atkins and Dwayne Carraway, both from South Dallas, all four defeated incumbents in the recent runoff elections. About 100 people gathered in front of Fort Worth City Hall last night to call on the City Council to join a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Senate Bill 4. Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and other Texas cities have already done so. The so-called ban on sanctuary cities penalizes law enforcement that don't comply with federal immigration authorities. State Representative Ramon Romero of Fort Worth joined the advocates, who called their effort United Fort Worth.
If anyone in this council chamber, mayor or council, believes that they will not be affected, or someone that they know, a family member, a friend, will not be affected by SB 4, they are wrong. So why wait? Right now, Fort Worth stands to be the only major city in Texas that has not joined the fight against SB 4.
Governor Greg Abbott says Senate Bill 4 is designed to make Texans safer. Opponents say it'll lead to racial profiling. Here's Judge Sergio De Leon, a justice of the peace in Fort Worth.
It doesn't make sense to have law enforcement, local law enforcement, serve as federal immigration officers. It makes no sense at all.
The Fort Worth City Council adjourned last night without discussing whether to join the multiple city lawsuit. A federal judge next week will hear arguments on whether to block the implementation of SB 4 in September while the suit moves forward. Researchers at the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth are doing something unusual, making older people fall down. As part of our Breakthroughs project, Stephanie Kuo reports the researchers are mapping how people with Parkinson's disease and other mobility issues react to jolts and falls.
Neva Fitz is 76 years old. She's standing on a giant treadmill, getting clipped into a full body harness. If she were to trip and fall, rope secured to the walls and ceiling would catch and dangle her several feet above the ground. It's all very Mission Impossible.
There's that certain amount of fear there, but you just think, okay, if I'm gonna fall, I have to catch myself.
Fitz is also wearing head-to-toe black spandex with 54 nickel-sized balls taped all across her body, from the top of her head all the way down to her ankles.
And this is the same technology that they use in a lot of the movies these days. Avatar uses it. Back in the day, Shrek used it.
Listen, little donkey, I'm an ogre.
Dr. Evan Papa is an assistant professor at the Health Science Center, a physical therapist, and a principal investigator here at UNT's Human Movement Performance Lab.
Those markers allow us to recreate the individual in a three-dimensional picture on the computer. And then in our laboratory, 12 cameras that go in a full 360-degree motion around the individual pick up those reflective balls, and they allow us to look at very minute detail.
Like the range of motion in joints, the knee, the wrist, the hip, what happens to each of them when someone falls. Fitz begins walking on that giant treadmill. Things are going smoothly, and then she slips.
We can induce what's like a slipping type of scenario, or we can induce a tripping type of scenario, and then we'll analyze how does someone with Parkinson's disease recover from a step, and how does that compare to someone who's neurologically healthy.
Parkinson's is just one of several conditions the Movement Lab studies. Researchers use the same gear to look at people with diabetes and autism, and they're using data from the lab to convince insurance companies to cover costs for better prosthetics and technology for amputees. Papa's expertise is Parkinson's, and today Neva Fitz is his neurologically healthy control. He'll compare her data to someone with Parkinson's, like Fitz's husband, Jim.
He denied it in the beginning, but it's generational. His grandfather had it, his dad had it.
He was diagnosed 6 years ago. Parkinson's is a progressive disease, so it's only going to get worse.
We can tell, you know, with the tremor, the jerking, but he has started to exercise. It's been beneficial for his balance because he trips easily.
A person with Parkinson's is up to twice as likely to fall as someone who's neurologically healthy, in part because people with Parkinson's tend to have shorter strides. Papa calls the costs for treating falls astronomical. The CDC reports 800,000 people a year go to the hospital after a fall, and the average hospital cost? More than $30,000.
So we want to prevent falls. We want to allow you to have the strength and the mobility to do the things that you want to do.
That's Dr. Rita Patterson, director of the Movement Lab.
Do you want to hold your grandchildren? Do you want to play golf? Do you want to walk and shop in the mall and have the stamina to do that?
Patterson knows what they do at the lab won't cure Parkinson's. There is no cure. But even small discoveries go directly to doctors and physical therapists who can help improve lives with exercise recommendations, tips for caretakers, new treatments. She says analyzing human performance isn't new, and using motion capture isn't either. But no one in North Texas is studying Parkinson's this way. That's good news for Neva and Jim Fitz.
This is just one more bump in the road, so we'll, you know, do the best we can with it, and that's kind of how we've taken it.
Neva Fitz says her husband's learning more about his body every day. And thanks to some ropes, a full body harness, and a bit of Hollywood technology, so is she. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
In the forecast, we've got mostly sunny skies with a high near 93 today, overnight low 74, 20% chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 89. It's 76 degrees now in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth, at 8:30.